The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Laughter and smiles, so warm and true. Making mornings sweet with a country view. Rise and shine, the morning's new. John, Brian, and Dalton are here for you. With the Wake Up Crew, it's a brighter day.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And a pleasant good morning to everybody out there today. It's Wake Up Crew time, and it's Thursday, May 8th, episode 1653. That's 1653. Rain, go away. Come again another day.
Yes.
I mean, it's just been, like, very depressing the last few days.
And cold. It feels like March.
Ever since last, well, not in here. It always feels like December in here. But
I'm kind of going for a January 5 in here.
Well, you're close. Now it's 67. It used to be 68. Now it's 67. So obviously you've turned it down another notch.
It's a little warm outside. Just kidding. I haven't touched it, just so you know.
It does it on its own, I think.
Well, it has been programmed.
It's like when John comes in, drop it 5 more degrees. But forecast kind of looks pretty crummy till the weekend, I guess.
Yeah, we said that last week too. And
you know, I really was surprised because they had predicted a nice weekend last weekend.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Ugh. That what is it? That low just stayed there.
Where
it's still
low.
There. Yeah, it's still there, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of relaxing a little bit, or has relaxed a little bit. But it just kind of sits there and spins. Brings rain in and clouds and cold air.
Hard to schedule games.
Oh, yeah.
Just a nightmare.
Middle of the country's warm. You got two lows and a high in the middle. So everything just goes up above that high and down and around. Yeah.
Wow, that's informative.
Omega blocking high.
A what?
An omega blocking high.
I thought you said a MAGA. Oh, okay. MAGA no. Blocking high. Omega.
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 Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a Greek term.
Yeah, like alpha and omega.
Yeah. I heard
first and the last.
Al on today's show was talking about that. So I know a little bit about weather.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Al's been doing that a long time.
The high in the middle and the two low. Yeah. So, But I think Mother's Day, though, cross your fingers, is supposed to be excellent.
Yeah. Forecast I'm looking at does say 30% chance of showers, but
oh, of course it does, Mr. Negative. Yeah,
but okay. Sunny and 79, so warmer. It's going to get
so
warmer.
So what does that mean? Sunny and warmer, but 30% chance of rain. Sometime it's going to come through, or it's going to turn cloudy. Or
you've got a 3 in 10 chance, which is not very high. 20-30%. I mean, it's a low chance.
You don't really worry about it, do you? 20-30%.
Well, I mean, if it does, it does. I don't know what you can do.
I'm talking about scheduling games and stuff.
Oh. I mean, we're at the time of the year where it doesn't really matter. I wouldn't have.
You spent your Mother's Day a little early, didn't you? Did you do it Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, you got something planned for this Mother's Day, though, actually? No, not really.
Not yet. Or no.
Your family's kind of tied up.
Yes. Bobby is going with her soon-to-be in-laws. They're doing something on Mother's Day, so, you know.
We'll probably cook out, I think. I would say. I haven't talked with anybody, but I would say that's what we usually do. We have steaks on Mother's Day.
Wow, grill out. Steaks. What do you do for Father's Day?
Nothing.
Hmm.
They may take me to dinner on Father's Day.
But no steaks and stuff.
Well, it depends. Sometimes we've done that before. You know, during COVID, we did.
A lot of people are on vacation during that time. It's June.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think my daughter has been gone out of the last 10 years, probably 8 of them. She's been not home. Yeah. So I get a little, you know.
Happy Father's Day.
On internet, you know, thing. So kind of depressing. I'm not feeling real great today. You know,
are you?
I'm kind of sluggish.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just kind of woke up with it this morning in my days as I was getting up at 4:30.
Need a little coffee?
Coffee. I need coffee.
No, coffee doesn't help me at all. So.
Well, it might. You don't know. You haven't had it in so long.
That's true.
Could send you into a frenzy.
It could send me into something else, too, but I won't say what that is. Mother's Day is 3 days. Memorial Day is in 18 days. Our last full day of school is in 21 days. That's May 28th. Remember, you got to go to school 2 more days after that.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do that? It's just really confused everything. And May 30th is a half day. And don't forget, today, guess what today is?
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. 6:17 is our time.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some sunshine could develop at times today. Showers and storms in the area. The better chances do come during the afternoon. Highs top out near 79 degrees. Wind southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms likely before midnight. Lows drop to 58. Then a chance for showers and storms redeveloping on Friday. Better chances come again during the afternoon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 63.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Jalen Brunson does it once again for the Knicks.
Brunson, crossover, top of the key, defended by Holiday. Takes him to the foul line. Step back, elbow jumper near side. Knicks take the lead. Jalen Brunson with a step back jumper. 2 minutes left. It's 87-86.
You just heard it all on the Knicks radio network. New York was down 20 again to the Celtics, but came back to win 91-90. Brunson ended with 17 points and 7 assists. Karl Anthony Towns had a double-double, 21 points and 17 rebounds. New York now leads the series 2-0. The Thunder blew out the Nuggets 149-106 to even the series at one apiece. OKC scored 87 points in the first half, which was an NBA postseason record for the most points in a half. NHL playoffs. The Maple Leafs topped the Panthers 4-3. They now lead the series 2-0. The Stars edged the Jets 3-2. Mikko Rantanen with a back-to-back hat trick. He had one in Game 7 against the Avalanche. Dallas now leads the series 1-0.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back. We are live at 6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we are powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Stay current with the Plugged In podcast from MTE. You can hear expert interviews and EV news at mte.com/pluggedin. That's with the capital P, I guess.
Doesn't have to be.
Oh, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, just plug.
Why'd you put it in there then?
So you could see it's two different words.
Oh, that's That's something new, isn't it?
A
new podcast? I didn't know they had that.
We've talked about it for a little bit.
I haven't. I just, first time I've read it. You may have read it, and I just wasn't paying any attention.
Probably then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what usually happens. It's the end of Paul Revere and the Raiders week. I don't know what I'm going to do next week. What did I say I was going to do?
The top rap songs over the decades or something like that.
Huh? Who said that? Dalton?
I guess you agreed to it, so I've got the list.
Oh, you got the list? Well, then good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I was caring about. It's Paul Revere and the Raiders week. We celebrate Paul Revere and the Raiders week. We're going to do that in just a minute. Let's do this first.
Okay.
This is very special. Kevin Green is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for exemplifying leadership through compassion and encouragement to the students at Blackman High School. Kevin's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
Today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Can't get much better than that. And if you want to send in a Good Neighbor nomination to us, here's all you need to do. Text the word neighbor. N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two easy ways that you can get your good neighbors into us. And we do it each weekday morning so we could use your help. Also, your help on birthdays and anniversaries. If you know somebody celebrating here on this 8th of May, we've got a decent list already. But if you want to add to that, 615-893-1450 is the number. Text, call. And be sure to leave the name, phone number, and who the wish is from if you leave it on the phone. And spell that name for us, because sometimes it's hard to understand. But if you do it on text, no harm, no foul. I mean, it's easy to get from right there. So that's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Well, several holidays today. It's National Give Someone a Cupcake Day. National Coconut Cream Pie Day. Ugh. Iris Day. But it is also National Have a Coke Day. Why is it Have a Coke Day? Well, the first carbonated Coca-Cola drink was introduced. John Pemberton, he was a pharmacist. He introduced it on May 8th in 1886. It's now known as Coca-Cola. It was like a drug at the beginning. And it's the medicine was supposed to help get rid of hangovers and headaches.
Well, I really rather do Coconut Cream Pie Day because that's my favorite. All right, it's time for our song today. It's Paul Revere and the Raiders. Oh, boy, that brings back memories. 624, it's the Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Roscoe Brown has been Middle Tennessee's go-to for all HVAC and plumbing needs since 1940. Our commitment, you ask? It's to provide you with not just services, but solutions to bring comfort, efficiency, and peace of mind. From the heat of summer to the cold of winter, our expert team ensures your home environment is exactly how you want it. Perfect. Trust in Roscoe Brown for all your HVAC and plumbing needs, where your family's comfort has been our priority for over 80 years. RoscoeBrown.com.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. Not guilty. That's the verdict reached against three former Memphis police officers in the 2023 beating death of Tyree Nichols. The three former police officers were on a state trial and found not guilty on all charges Wednesday by an all-white jury brought in from the Chattanooga area. The jury deliberated over parts of 2 days in a 9-day trial. The three former officers on trial, Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith, had each faced 7 charges, including second-degree murder and aggravated assault in the beating death of Nichols, who ran towards his parents' house after he was stopped for a traffic violation in January of 2023. Meanwhile, reaction to the verdict has been swift. While unrest was not reported in Memphis overnight, some local and national leaders took to social media to express displeasure about the verdict. Among them, the Shelby County Mayor, State Representative Justin Pearson, and the Reverend Al Sharpton. The Memphis mayor and Memphis police chief joined together in a video to ask for peace and healing during this time.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Montgomery County Parks and Recreation has unveiled an inaugural remote control park. The RC Park is located behind the Rotary Park Disc Golf Course on Ashland City Road. This park is designed for RC cars, trucks, crawlers, and more. The area includes a track, ramps, and climbing features designed specifically for those RC activities. Will Nudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we've been sitting here talking off air about cleaning up and doing some things, or painting some of the stuff. And
spring
cleaning. Well, here are some ideas for, I'm going to use you, Brian. This is some ideas that you can use to spruce up your home a little bit.
Okay.
Just by being neat. Not that it isn't. I mean, I haven't been in your house enough to know. You'd think I would have been after all these years. Damaged or useless kitchen gadgets. Get rid of them. Throw it away.
Okay.
Dried up paint cans. You got to let them dry out before you can get rid of them.
And it has to be the water-based paints. You can't do that with the...
Chipped or cracked dishes. Get rid of them.
Okay.
Outdated spices.
That's a problem.
I mean, we don't look and see if they're outdated. They'll keep them in there forever, but there's a effective use date on them. Unused cookware. That's what I did in my house. I just got rid of everything I know I was never going to use to cook with. You know, like one of these big pots you put corn on the cob in and cook about 30 of them.
Yeah.
I'm never going to do that.
Never?
I've got a medium-sized one that I use. No, never, ever.
Okay.
Takeout menus you never use. Excessive coffee mugs. I bet that's a problem at your house. I guarantee you that's a problem.
I do have several. I have a little mug tree.
Do you have them in a cabinet too?
I do not. Oh. It's a little, it's right beside the Keurig. It's got 1, 6, 12. It's got a place for 24 mugs on each side of it. I only have the front side, but.
If your bath towel's worn out, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Even if it's your favorite one.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Scratched nonstick cookware. If it's scratched, get rid of it. It's not doing any good. Expired canned goods. You ever look? I do. I look all the time.
Yeah, I found some beefaroni, the microwave kind, and it was about a month before it expired, and I tried it and ate one bite, and I said, nope.
Yeah.
But I thought, man, beefaroni, that's easy, but it wasn't very good.
Old magazines and newspapers. A lot of older people like my age, they keep newspapers, and they get faded and stuff. And I've got one thing I've got to do. I've got Braves catalogs that I kept. I got at the games.
Oh.
I've got one from 1974, but they're not worth anything. I mean, nobody's going to pay you anything for that. So I need to really get rid of it. It's kind of faded. Hank Aaron's on the cover.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe frame the cover.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. That'd be an excellent idea, Brian. I wish I had a wall to put it on. let's see. Old worn out pillows. Unused or expired gift cards. Duplicate kitchen appliances. If you have like two cutting utensils, get rid of one of them. Unnecessary paper clutter. Expired food in the pantry. Old greeting cards and outdated software and CDs.
We've got a lot of that here.
Yeah, that all needs to go. I mean, I've contained mine. I've gotten them out of the case, the DVDs, and put them in a satchel kind of thing to save room.
There's a whole shelf in that production room that's got nothing but CDs and reel-to-reel tapes.
And I hate to say it, the 45s in there. They're not, you know.
Yeah.
It's really sad, but true. Time for Today in History. They're brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ooh, the old clock on the square just rang. No, that's a Back to the Future clock.
Yeah, yeah. Our clock doesn't sound like that.
1878, the first unassisted triple play in organized baseball by Paul Hines.
I remember us talking about that last year.
Yeah, I had to explain to you what would warrant that.
Yes, and then we saw one in high school. Remember that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was pretty amazing.
Pretty much after we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually like a third baseman can do that, or a first baseman, or, you know, you got to have a tag involved in it somehow, you know, usually.
So you step on the bag and tag, but how's the third person?
You throw to first.
Okay. So it goes to the third baseman. They tag who's off the bag after they've caught it. So that's two outs. Then they throw to first.
Mm-hmm.
But they call that unassisted?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because he did it all.
Yeah.
He didn't make
it. He made the throw, too.
He made the throw, yeah. Well, gee, I had to go through it again.
Well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are curious about that.
1899, Ernest Rutherford publishes his discovery of two different kinds of radiation, alpha and beta particles. 1945, VE Day, World War II ends in Europe after Germany signs an unconditional surrender. Little Caesar's Pizza is founded in 1959.
Pizza, pizza.
In 1963, the first James Bond film, Dr. No, starring Sean Connery, premieres in the United States. My brother loved James Bond.
So that was the theme. The first one didn't have a song and a cover.
Right, right. In 1970, the Beatles released their 12th and final studio album, Let It Be.
Let it be, let it be.
Brandon Brooks is standing by. It's 6:33. That's been Today in History.
Yeah, there will be answer.
This is CBS Rewind.
May 8th, 1963. The U.S. release of the first James Bond movie.
Dr. No.
Starring Sean Connery.
My name is Bond.
As 007.
James Bond.
This date in 1976.
You leave me no choice.
John Sebastian hit the top of the singles chart with
Welcome Back.
May 8th, 1996.
We have a problem.
Julie Andrews turned down her Tony nomination for Victor Victoria.
I feel emancipated. What
to protest her overlooked colleagues, including her husband, director Blake Edwards.
Almost a love song.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
You're perfect for me.
And that's Rewind.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some sunshine could develop at times today. Showers and storms in the area. The better chances do come during the afternoon. Highs top out near 79 degrees. Wind southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms likely before midnight. Lows drop to 58. Then a chance for showers and storms redeveloping on Friday. Better chances come again during the afternoon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Good morning. Watching it build through the Mount Juliet area right now. You got all that traffic flow coming in through parts of Wilson County, Smith County this morning. A little bit of radar in Smith County. Be careful out through Carthage as traffic gets heavier on 65 south over here at Trinity Lane. Trying to build 65 up through Brentwood and Franklin. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Order online today. That menu, it's on there at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local.
That helps our economy.
The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS.
and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Just about time for the farmer's market to begin. Rutherford County's producers only market gets underway on Friday, May the 9th, and continues through October the 31st. That's over at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. We remember you. It's a support group for caregivers of dementia and Alzheimer's. And We Remember You meets on the second Tuesday afternoons of each month at 4 o'clock over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And again, this is for the caregivers of persons with Alzheimer's and dementia. The Middle Tennessee American Muscle Car Show is coming up Saturday, May the 10th at the VA Hospital, and the show benefits veterans. Oh, and the Heart Walk is May the 17th at Gateway Island. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
McCabe Vision Center.
Everything in my left eye just looked like it was cloudy, foggy, had a skim over it. Looked like I was looking through real dirty glass, and I was having trouble driving. The lights glared, and it's absolutely gone.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
The eye surgery was a piece of cake. It was so simple. It was so easy. Never felt a thing. Once it was over, able to walk right out.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres that doesn't exist anywhere else in this county. And what an opportunity to do something big there. And we as Republic, as part of this long-term 50-year vision, are saying we will pay for and work with the county on building any number of recycling programs.
The answer's here.
We are ready to do something big there.
Middle Point Landfill.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Well, we're back to the old days. No more John Young, or is this
one more?
One more. So you're saved one more day.
One more day.
All right. Well, let's hear from our good friend. We were going to say that anyway. Our good friend, John Young.
Well, mine anyway.
What do you mean? He sent me stuff.
He has, hasn't he?
Yeah. Don't even go there. Now you've made me mad.
How's
that? Of course,
that?
It's my friend. Oh, really? Did he send you a personal, something personal that, you know? No. Well, he didn't. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I've gotten plenty.
No, right. You're making that up.
I got these dad jokes. You know, a police officer came to the house.
It's because you do the dad joke of the day.
Well, maybe. Maybe he knows. Maybe he doesn't. You know, a police officer came to the house and asked me where I was between 5 and 6.
Really?
Yeah, he seemed irritated when I said kindergarten.
I like that one. That was good. John Young gets a big 5. He's had 5s all day, every day.
I wonder why.
Because he's my friend. You're not, so can't wait till tomorrow's dad joke.
Oh, it'll be good.
You better be looking up a real good one. That's all I can say. A great 5 from John Young. That's our dad joke of the day. We've got more of the Wake Up Crew following in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
CBS News Special Report. Black smoke emanated from the chimney atop the Sistine Chapel again this morning, signaling Cardinals did not elect a new pope. Tourists at the Vatican are enjoying the spectacle.
I thought it was pretty amazing, honestly. Like,
right?
Yeah, wow.
CBS's Nora O'Donnell is at the Vatican.
The cardinals are now at lunch, and this is no ordinary lunch. They are likely having important conversations about the way forward. In fact, Pope Francis actually wrote in his memoir that it was at this point in lunch in 2013, on the second day, that they started these conversations, and he was getting signals about the consensus about electing him.
After the cardinals finish their lunch,
there will be as many as two more votes this afternoon.
A two-thirds majority is needed to become pope. The dean of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, says he is certain cardinals will elect the pope the church and the world need today. At 91, Re is too old to vote. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Oscar Franklin Smith remains at the center of Tennessee's death penalty debate, with his execution scheduled for May the 22nd. Smith, convicted of the 1989 murders of his estranged wife, Judith Roberts Smith, and her two sons in their Woodbine home, has declined to choose an execution method, defaulting to lethal injection. This marks his fourth execution date following a two-year pause on executions after Governor Bill Lee issued a temporary reprieve due to concerns over the state's lethal injection protocol. Smith, alongside fellow death row inmate Byron Black, has petitioned Governor Lee for a reprieve until at least March of 2026, when a trial on the constitutionality of Tennessee's new execution procedures is set. Attorneys argue that executing Smith now would be unjust, especially as his defense claims new DNA evidence could exonerate him. However, federal judges have ruled that the new evidence is unlikely to alter the original verdict, keeping the execution on track unless Governor Lee intervenes. Meanwhile, Rutherford County residents are facing significant delays at local driver services centers as the federal Real ID deadline takes effect on May 7th. Without a Real ID compliant driver's license or ID card, Tennesseans will no longer be able to board domestic flights or access certain federal facilities. While standard licenses remain valid for driving and other basic services, residents planning to travel are urged to upgrade promptly, with long lines expected across Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and beyond. Officials recommend early arrival and full documentation to streamline the process. You can also visit tnrealid.gov for a detailed application guide. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots, Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Dr. Ishelle Edie is Read to Succeed's Executive Board Vice President. She's a relentless advocate for non-traditional students and believes strongly in one-on-one mentoring. Dr. Edie closes the gap between people and possibilities, providing the support and guidance to encourage dreaming big and achieving never-before-imagined goals. Thank you, Dr. Ishelle Edie.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or...
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
Discover hidden treasures at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro. Whether you're searching for stylish clothing, sturdy furniture, or even large appliances, we've got them all at prices that you'll love. But here's the best part. 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, serving over 70 families a day. Your shopping dollars go straight back into the community, making a real impact. Shop smart and give back at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Information you need.
We don't have enough emergency shelter space, but the real issue is affordable housing.
That's Amber Hampton.
We have folks that come through the shelter, they get a check every single month, and they just can't find housing. The list is just insanely long. We live in a college town, so college kids are going to scoop up the cheaper housing faster. There's a lot of folks that if we could find them available places to rent for like $400 or $500 a month, we could put them in housing today, but it just doesn't exist right now.
Murfreesboro Rescue's Ed Grimes says people need to work together.
Today, there is a collaborative effort trying to bring organizations together so that we don't duplicate services. Right now, it's still an underserved population because we don't have that bed space that we need. The services that are being provided today are definitely services that are needed.
Hampton concluded.
We've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough. So, like, there's not enough outreach happening. There's not enough shelter happening. There's not, but we have the pieces. There's just not enough of it happening to where it's hitting what we need. We all work really well together, and we've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough.
And that's information you need from WGNS, focusing on our local homeless problems.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, American Idol, Brian, has really picked up popularity around here anyway.
It sure has.
You know why?
Well, around here, Maddie Pruitt.
Yeah, and she's been doing well. And I read somewhere that Carrie Underwood was not the first choice to replace Katy Perry.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Who was?
They asked, I think, Meghan Trainor or Miley Cyrus. They asked them first.
I could see that.
I could see Miley on there really good. Yeah. She'd be pretty funny, I think. And even Meghan Trainor. But Carrie Underwood has never come across as being much about public speaking or, you know, that kind of personality, you know. I think she's done okay, but I mean,
I do too.
Katy Perry was a little way out there for me. I just kind of, that was not, I didn't care for it. But I thought she's been, I think Carrie Underwood's been fine.
Well, I say she's been okay. I don't know. It's what, 20 seasons or 20 plus, 23, yeah. 22, whatever it is. The first and only episode that I've ever watched was last Sunday.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I watched in the early years.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched in the early years. I
used to watch America's Got Talent a lot.
Well, I quit watching American Idol when Simon went off of it because he was such a jerk, but most of the time he was right. You know, about the groups. Yeah. And they used to show a lot more funnier ones.
Right.
You know, people that didn't make it.
Well, that's what America's Got Talent wound up becoming. And that's where he's still there. But, and I liked it because you could see something that wasn't just singing.
Right.
It could be anything on that.
Right. So you just gave up. You never did get into American Idol.
I never did. Now, Melissa used to be. I mean, I'd hear about it all the time. Did you see something? No, I didn't.
Well, Kelly Clarkson, that was a really good run. Carrie Underwood's year was a big one. The first 3 or 4 years were really pretty good. I followed it, then I kind of quit. I quit looking at it. So I don't know if Carrie's going to stay or not. You get paid a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, the final seven, I mean, it's a pretty wide open competition, it seems, at least from the one day that I've been keeping up with it because of Maddie Pruitt.
Oh, so now you're an American Idol expert, you're saying?
No, I'm not at all. But I can see why, you know, it ended on Fox.
Yeah.
Because of the ratings. And then they brought it back on ABC, and it apparently the revival has been pretty good. It was only off for like, what, 2 years or something?
Yeah, Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan are pretty good. I mean, it's a little nicer, a little kinder version than it was on Fox. And then they had Mariah Carey one. Mariah Carey, she couldn't judge because she's like ultra talent, you know. So it just didn't come across.
Yeah, the Lionel Richie kind of is weird a little bit. Yeah. I mean, but...
Yeah, he's my era. Yeah, that's probably what's
weird to
you. Well,
no, I mean, he doesn't... None of them really have a lot to say to the singers, which is, you know, Luke Bryan does a little bit.
He's my least favorite, Luke Bryan.
But, is he?
Yeah.
I saw a thing he did a little Facebook video where he said, you know, I went to the store, my son wanted a drink or whatnot, and went into the store, and somebody said, he knew that this person knew who he was, and he looked at him and he said, man, I know that, oh gosh, what's the guy on The Voice?
Michael Bublé?
No.
Adam Levine?
No, the country singer.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. He said, I know you're Blake Shelton. He said, either that or you're his doppelganger. He said, no, I'm not Blake Shelton.
They are kind of similar the way they act. But
yeah, I guess so. Something like that.
All right. Ready to celebrate some birthdays this morning?
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
I guess hitting that button meant you are ready for it.
Oh, I didn't know you were asking a question.
I was asking you a question, trying to converse. That's what this show's about, conversing, conversation.
Well, you got my answer.
Today, Harry Truman was born in 1884. He was the 33rd U.S. president, born in Lamar, Missouri. In 1911, Robert Johnson, American blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist, born in Hazelhurst, Mississippi. In 1926, David Attenborough, English naturalist, TV producer and host, born in London, England. In 1940, Peter Benchley, American novelist, he wrote Jaws. That's the music we should play when you're having trouble with the equipment at football games. 1940, Eric Ricky Nelson, American pop star, sung Hello Mary Lou, It's Late, Garden Party. I mean, a lot of hits for Ricky. And he was also on the Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. He was Little Ricky on the show.
Hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I've been in love with Mary Lou.
And once again, Brian ruins the song. 1975, Enrique Iglesias, Spanish singer-songwriter and king of Latin pop.
Would you swear?
Go ahead.
I don't know what he's saying.
Would you lie? Would you run and hide?
I mean, it's English.
Am I too deep?
Still don't know what he's saying.
Have I lost my mind?
Local birthdays today, Jamie Breedlove, Tyler Shepard, Nathan Norman, Tony Stinnett, Rita Shacklett, Kathy Smith, Patrick Miller, and Joni Beckwith. Happy birthday from WGNS.
Yeah, those are the names we have so far. Call or text for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, 615-893-1450.
It's 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some sunshine could develop at times today. Showers and storms in the area. The better chances do come during the afternoon. Highs top out near 79 degrees, wind southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms likely before midnight, lows drop to 58. Then a chance for showers and storms redeveloping on Friday. Better chances come again during the afternoon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Mark your calendar. May 9th kicks off the 50th year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Dozens of vendors, one local tradition. Fresh food and pride of growing it local at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. A minor accident being cleared at Murfreesboro Pike at Hickory Woods Drive there in Laverne as traffic starts to really pick up here in the last few minutes. Down 65 over here at Trinity Lane. I-40 is on the increase, especially coming eastbound at Highway 46. All that traffic leaving Dixon County headed towards Kingston Springs. When you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee for a car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
We've got some news from the Dutton Ranch.
What did you see?
I saw the end of us.
Yeah, far from it. CBS has picked up the first Yellowstone spinoff called Why Marshals.
This is Livestock Commissioner Dutton.
The focus will be on Casey Dutton. With Luke Grimes returning to the role, he'll be part of a special team of U.S. Marshals committed to range justice. Ooh, sounds intimidating. That'll debut on CBS this spring.
Cameron, what have you seen today?
Nothing good.
It's been 39 years since Matthew Broderick and Alan Ruck tore up Chicago in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Looks like they'll team up again, finally, for a new comedy called The Best Is Yet to Come. That'll start filming this summer. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Brian, it's been so wonderful having you here today.
Right.
Kevin Green is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for exemplifying leadership through compassion and encouragement to the students at Blackman High School. Kevin's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right. Well, that is our Good Neighbor of the Day today. So if you'd like to send us a good neighbor, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. The two easy ways to get in your good neighbor nominations to us here. We do it each weekday morning so we could use your help. And also, by the way, reminder that you got about a half an hour to get in your birthdays and anniversaries. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. We'll get things rolling on that here in about an hour, so give us a shout.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
Scott Lawless ever been? Never mind. It's 7 o'clock here on the Big G.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Three votes, no Pope.
This is the moment when things start to get awfully real.
Avoiding tariffs.
An announcement about a major trade deal.
Police break up university protest. Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it's early afternoon at the Vatican, and after three rounds of voting by Catholic cardinals, there's been no selection of a new pope. CBS's Nora O'Donnell is in Rome.
The Cardinals are now at lunch. This is no ordinary lunch. They are likely having important conversations about the way forward. In fact, Pope Francis actually wrote in his memoir that it was at this point in lunch in 2013, on the second day, that they started these conversations, getting signals about the consensus about electing him. So there will be as many as two more votes this afternoon.
CBS News contributor Delia Gallagher looks at what it all might mean after three inconclusive votes.
It suggests that there is some tug of war going on between two candidates, possibly more.
Correspondent Seth Doan is in St. Peter's Square, along with thousands of people who are looking to be part of history.
The crowd dissipated a bit. Now people know that they have a bit of time until the next vote, but there is a kind of an excitement. Oh, there's smoke. And then, there was a kind of collective sigh of a little bit of disappointment.
Here at home, President Trump is poised to announce a new trade deal, the first since his tariffs took hold. CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
This morning, the president posted that it will be a very big and exciting day for the United States and the United Kingdom. The White House imposed a 10% tariff on nearly all British goods, just like it did with most other countries last month, and a 25% tariff on cars the UK exports to the US. So we'll see today if this deal that the president is touting will lead to a decrease in those rates.
Toyota said today tariffs would cause a $1.3 billion hit for the automaker in April and May alone. Confrontation and arrests at New York's Columbia University. CBS's Tom Hansen says it was a pro-Palestinian demonstration.
Protesters, many covered in masks, burst through the doors of Columbia University's Butler Library, overtaking public safety officers and sequestering themselves in one of the building's main rooms.
They had drums and megaphones and whatnot. They were standing on tables.
Columbia senior Eden Yadiger was inside preparing for her final exams when the demonstrators occupied room 301.
Public safety made an announcement that everyone in that room would be arrested if they didn't leave.
At least 76 people were taken into police custody on buses bound by zip ties and handcuffs. The protests come a year after demonstrations over the war in Gaza flooded campuses across the country.
Pakistan's military says India has fired attack drones into Pakistan, wounding four soldiers. More than two dozen drones were shot down. The attack came a day after Indian missiles struck several locations and killed more than two dozen people. A federal judge says sending migrants from the U.S. to Libya would violate an earlier court order about sending people to countries other than their own. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
Not only does Libya have a level 4 travel warning from the State Department, which says Americans should not go there because of crime, terrorism, and armed conflict, but this country has gained infamy for mistreating migrants who are trying to cross the Mediterranean and get to places like Italy and Europe.
On social media this morning, President Trump called Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell a fool after the Fed moved to pause interest rate cuts yesterday. It's the World News Roundup from CBS News, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
There's been a jury verdict in Memphis in the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols during a 2023 traffic stop. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The verdict surprised many court watchers.
three Memphis officers involved in the death of Tyre Nichols found not guilty in a state trial. Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith each faced seven counts, from second-degree murder to official oppression, but the jury sided with the defense. The district attorney's office said the family was upset at the verdict and immediately left the courthouse.
The three officers were found guilty of some charges in an earlier federal trial. They and the others are being sued for $550 million by Nichols' family. President Trump has selected wellness influencer Dr. Casey Means as his new nominee for Surgeon General. CBS's Weijia Jiang says there were too many questions that doomed the selection of Jeanette Nesherwat, a former Fox News contributor.
There were some discrepancies in her records and in her academics. For example, she said on her LinkedIn that she got an MD, a medical degree, from the University of Arkansas, when in fact it turned out to be the American University of the Caribbean.
Government cutbacks have hit NIOSH, the federal agency that researches and recommends ways to make workplaces safer. Most of its workers have been laid off. CBS's Jerika Duncan looks at the potential impact.
In West Virginia's coal country, Marion Tennant says he was destined to work in the mines.
That was the only thing in this area when I graduated high school.
That was in 1974, when Tennant was protected by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH. For decades, it offered free screenings for black lung, a chronic disease caused by prolonged exposure to coal dust. But the screenings have stopped because of President Trump's mandated budget cuts.
What's going to happen, I'm afraid, is your young ones, before they realize what they've done to their body, they're going to have black lung.
The budget for NIOSH was about $363 million in 2023. That same year, job injuries and illnesses cost Americans around $176 billion. Without NIOSH, officials say that number could be even higher. Jerika Duncan, Morgantown, West Virginia.
Smokey Robinson's lawyer says allegations of rape and sexual assault against him in a lawsuit from four former housekeepers are vile and false. The attorney says the evidence will show that this is a, quote, ugly method of trying to extract money from an 85-year-old American icon. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs, with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED. But Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks, Steve, and good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS. Glad you're along with us this morning. Hey, we're going to check on traffic and weather coming up here, and this update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some sunshine could develop at times today. Showers and storms in the area. The better chances do come during the afternoon. Highs top out near 79 degrees, wind southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms likely before midnight, lows drop to 58. Then a chance for showers and storms redeveloping on Friday. Better chances come again during the afternoon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Seems like it's got a little bit heavier westbound on Vietnam Vets as you work your way through Sumner County, especially through Hendersonville right now on Vietnam Vets, headed towards I-65. Coming down 65 here in the Madison area has gotten a little bit heavier, especially there at 65 at Trinity Lane. It's trying to load up I-40 through the Mount Juliet area. All that traffic leaving Wilson County headed towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. It is a lot of fun. It's a big crowd. Make sure you join them tonight at Prince's Hot Chicken. Log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get a Bridgestone affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett on News Radio WGNS.
Well, cracking open a brand new hour of the Wake Up Crew here this morning as our time approaches 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. Thanks for being here for a Thursday morning, May the 8th. It is episode 1653 here today. Don't forget, Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, so avoid the restaurants. Or if you are, maybe go somewhere, take reservations, or plan on, you know, maybe just visiting with mom beforehand or whatever. But it is this Sunday. Memorial Day is 18 days away. We're getting closer and closer. That makes our first or our last full day of school on the 21st, so May 28th. The 26th is Memorial Day. Then you go back the 27th, 28th. You've got Teacher Work Day on the 29th, and Report Card Day is the 30th. And then school is out for the summertime. Throwback Thursday is coming up here as well, here this morning. So those are the things that we have on tap. Plus, our song of the day. John is now the CEO, Chief Determinator, and in full control of the song of the day now.
That's not true.
It was deemed that last week.
You picked them for next week.
I did not.
Yeah, you picked the songs.
I did not.
You said you had a list.
I do.
Okay, that's good.
Well, you delegated and gave that to Dalton.
Oh, no.
And then Dalton gave me the list.
So he delegated to you.
Well, I mean, I have to do the production.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're coming up with the concept of the...
Well, he came up with Rap Stars. I didn't.
You went with it.
I went with it. Yeah.
But this week is Paul Revere and the Raiders. And here is a good one because it's a good thing.
We're going to have a good thing. Such a good thing, baby. And when your world don't seem just right, and life's getting you uptight, you can change that wrong to right.
Wrong to right.
That's a little Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They are not. They have kind of a Beach Boy sound, a little bit.
A little bit. They had good harmony.
Yeah.
They could play all their instruments.
They weren't singing beach songs necessarily, but kind of.
No, but they had a beach show on ABC 3:30 to 4 every afternoon in 66, I believe, where the action is. Mm. Dick Clark was kind of the host, but they were the funny comic relief kind of thing, kind of like the Monkees did a little bit, you know.
So is that the Beatles kind of had quite a bit of influence? Not the Beatles, but
Beatles.
Beach Boys.
No, more the Beatles, I would think,
on this group.
Yeah.
Okay, well, last week, I guess it was, yeah, last week, the United States Senate Commerce Committee voted by a 16-12 vote to advance the Sunshine Protection Act that would lock the clock, is what they're kind of calling it now. So, and at least a dozen states have already passed legislation to stick with daylight saving time year-round.
What?
Yes. So it's passed the Senate. It's going to the House. So we'll see. The reason I got this update is because of some of the broadcaster publications that I'm a part of. And apparently there are some broadcasters that see a potential downside for radio stations. Permanent daylight saving time would mean daytime-only AM stations would need to wait an hour later before signing on for several months of the year, mainly during the summertime. But we're already in daylight saving time during the summertime, so I don't really understand their argument. They were also saying during the darkest days, November, December, January, February, it would mean that the sun would not rise until after 8 o'clock, some cases 9 o'clock, depending on the time zone, and that's after morning drive time. So we'll see. But that's what they're talking about.
So it may pass.
Well, it's passed the Senate. I said it was on to the House. It's going to go to the Senate floor, I guess, first, and I'm not sure where it is. And this was last week, but at least there's conversation.
President Trump wants that bad, too, doesn't he?
He wants Congress to pass it. He said, quote, "The House and Senate should push hard for more daylight at the end of the day. Very popular, and mostly no more changing of the clocks. A big inconvenience. And it's fairly costly, too, according to the president."
How is it costly? I don't know.
I know for us, you've got to make sure that depending on which change it is, you've got to have an extra hour of programming in the middle of the night. So I'm sure that government clocks and computers and that kind of thing, you've got to make sure there are some people that are tasked with having to do that. So, and with Mother's Day this weekend, I thought this was really interesting. A new survey from OpenTable found that 39% of moms have to book their own Mother's Day meal.
Really? Yeah. That doesn't surprise me, really.
It doesn't either, does it? I mean, the guys are supposed to do that, but, I mean, this is kind of a big reminder. That's why we tell you about when Mother's Day is, so guys don't miss out on that. Half of the respondents in this survey say it would have been nice if someone else did it for them, which is understandable, but moms always seem to kind of pick up the slack there. A third of the moms in the United States say they would prefer to dine alone on Mother's Day, which that's pretty interesting. Experts say that moms are taking their special day into their own hands to avoid disappointment and stress from their families. So they take on all the stress. They just make it happen.
Yeah, I don't know if that is true as it used to be. I would think more men have taken on that responsibility a little bit more, a little better, but it surprised me it's still happening, evidently.
Yeah, and maybe there's, you know, no father in that situation or a stepfather or whatnot, and instead of having the kids do it,
I always have a problem with my daughter because she's not my mother.
Right.
So do you get her something or you don't get her something? Because she is the mom, you know.
She's the mom of your grandchildren.
Right.
So,
yeah. It's weird. I don't know.
All right. Sports time for you.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Jalen Brunson does it once again for the Knicks.
Brunson, crossover, top of the key, defended by Holiday. Takes him to the foul line, step back, elbow jumper near side. Knicks take the lead. Jalen Brunson with a step back jumper. 2 minutes left, it's 87-86.
You just heard it all on the Knicks radio network. New York was down 20 again to the Celtics, but came back to win 91-90. Brunson ended with 17 points and 7 assists. Karl Anthony Towns had a double-double, 21 points and 17 rebounds. New York now leads the series 2-0. The Thunder blew out the Nuggets 149-106 to even the series at one apiece. OKC scored 87 points in the first half, which was an NBA postseason record for the most points in a half. NHL playoffs. The Maple Leafs topped the Panthers 4-3. They now lead the series 2-0. The Stars edged the Jets 3-2. Mikko Rantanen with a back-to-back hat trick. He had one in Game 7 against the Avalanche. Dallas now leads the series 1-0.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the law offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Architects, engineers, and builders, whether you need detailed technical drawings, large format plans, or quick, accurate reproductions, Franklin's Printworks delivers clarity, precision, and fast turnaround.
Since we've added that capability, there's a big demand for blueprints, so we can a lot of times turn those around in 24 hours.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
Usually they're like 24 by 36, and they require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Clarity, accuracy, and fast turnaround from Franklin's Printworks.
Power outages are unpredictable, but with Roscoe Brown's generator services, your peace of mind doesn't have to be. Whether it's storm season or an unexpected blackout, our generators ensure that your home stays powered. Installation, maintenance, or repair, our team's ready 24/7 to respond to your needs. With Roscoe Brown, you're not just getting a generator. You're securing a lifeline for those moments that you needed the most. Ensure your home is always powered. Your family's comfort is our commitment. RoscoeBrown.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 722, it's The Wake Up Crew on WGNS 101.9, 100.5, WGNSradio.com. Time to head to the Villages of Murfreesboro this morning. They're out at 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's really between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike, but, you know, Willow Oak Trail is becoming quite the go-between through there now that it connects both Medical Center and Wilkinson Pike. But anyway, Jeb Bowers joins us here, Good Works at Home manager. And Jeb, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you too. You were talking about the connection between what Willow Oak is making, and it does get me to Whataburger faster. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's true. So you are the manager of Good Works at Home. So kind of tell us a little bit about what Good Works at Home is in relation to how it is integrated in there at the Villages.
So what we do is when somebody moves into the Villages, you know, usually they are, they're just kind of, they're taking a step back from living on their own, maybe in a home or apartment or something, and they want to be around people their own age and have that great activities, and they don't have to cook anymore and all that kind of stuff. So that's what brings them to the Villages. But once they get here, you know, maybe they realize like, hey, you know, I'm struggling a little bit more with doing my laundry, changing the sheets on my bed, things like that. What they can do is sign up for Good Works at Home, and we come into their apartment, which is their home, and we help take care of that kind of stuff for them. We'd also, we help with their medicine. We work alongside the pharmacy, make sure they get their medicine on time. That way I tell them a lot of times you don't have to remember all that stuff. That's what we're here for. You can focus on having fun and enjoying yourself.
And it's kind of a la carte, if you will, or kind of, you know, you can choose what services that you want now and, you know, reevaluating that in 6 months, a year, and it just kind of goes with the person. It's very personalized.
Absolutely. You know, we have a pun intended, a laundry list, which does include laundry, of things that we can do for you. We also have what we call a comprehensive package. Really, we use that to help people just stay an independent longer. That's our goal. You know, we don't want to move anybody out who we feel like just with a little bit of help, we can keep them here.
We have joining us today from the Villages of Murfreesboro, Jeb Bowers, Good Works at Home manager, and Mother's Day is this weekend, so it's always good to continue to keep reminders out there, but maybe you're going to see Mom this weekend, haven't seen her maybe since Christmas or something like that, and you may be looking and noticing something that is a little different after these few months. And Jeb, I'm sure a lot of people out there can attest to
noticing that maybe something is a little different, what should they be looking for?
Well, there's lots of things that they can look for. The biggest thing is just changes, a change in general. If mom is not really how you remembered her a couple months ago, that's kind of a cause for concern, because people, they change over time. But the great thing with this population is they're set in their ways as well. And so if you notice these drastic changes, and again, it doesn't have to be something overnight, or it doesn't have to be extremely drastic, but if you just notice things, it's always good to just keep an eye out. Just make sure you're paying more attention, and just there's little things that you can look for. Again, you kind of have to know, you know, you have to know the person to see what it is, but it might be, you know, mom's always been a neat freak. And if you go and you notice, you know, that things are, you know, more disheveled, and, you know, there's laundry baskets full of clothes and things like that, and that's not how your mom or your dad usually is, that's something to definitely start taking note of, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you may not, you probably have lots of conversations, at least weekly conversations, maybe even a FaceTime or two, but you aren't there to see. And so it's a good opportunity just to make sure things are going well and going good. So some important tips there, especially Mother's Day. Then you'll have Father's Day down the road. And it's usually the big holidays where we get to see our loved ones at home. Speaking of seeing Jeb, there have been so many things that have gone on at the Villages of late. Just in the past few weeks, we've celebrated Miss Norma Birdsall's 100th birthday. I think you were telling me that you have now two centenarians at the Villages.
That is correct. That is correct. We have Miss Francis in our memory care, and then we have Miss Norma in our independent. And it's crazy, because those are our first two. And Miss Francis is actually, she's staring down 101 right now. So, but we had a great time with Miss Norma's birthday, and she had family come in from all over the country. And we had all kind of cake and balloons, and it was a wonderful time.
Yeah. You got some pictures there on Facebook of that and the wonderful wedding that took place just a week before the birthday. So kind of cool stuff going on at the Villages of Murfreesboro. You can find their Facebook page, facebook.com/TheVillagesMurfreesboro. And information on thevillagesmurfreesboro.com as well. Jeb, appreciate you joining us here today.
Appreciate you having me.
Jeb Bowers, Good Works at Home Manager at the Villages of Murfreesboro, joining. They're at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
May 9th, the 50th year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
50 years of farm-to-family freshness. At the Lane Agri Park on John R. Rice Boulevard.
7 a.m. to 1. It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
May 9th at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful. The residents and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 our time from News Radio WGNS on this Thursday morning.
And happy birthday today to Jamie Breedlove, Tyler Shepard, Nathan Norman, Tony Stinnett, Rita Shacklett, Kathy Smith, Patrick Miller, and Joni Beckwith.
So those are the names we had coming into the morning. If you didn't hear the person that you've called or texted in about already this morning, understand that this is kind of that time we start gathering those. At 8 o'clock, we'll announce everybody that's on the list and give away the banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. So kind of right now is your deadline time to get those in. 615-893-1450. Call or text and let us know who's celebrating today.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
7:31 our time, traffic, weather, news, all coming up for you now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some sunshine could develop at times today. Showers and storms in the area. The better chances do come during the afternoon. Highs top out near 79 degrees. Wind southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms likely before midnight. Lows drop to 58. Then a chance for showers and storms redeveloping on Friday. Better chances come again during the afternoon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Good morning. It's already a little bit slow trying to get into Hermitage right now with all this traffic volume on 40 westbound as you work your way past OHB. All this traffic's being pushed in right now here through Hermitage from Wilson County. It's loading up pretty good now on 24 west up through Antioch all the way up to Haywood Lane. 65 northbound. Still running slow there in Spring Hill trying to get up to 840. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Order online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Rutherford County residents should brace for a warm and dry summer as forecasts predict above average temperatures across the region. The Old Farmer's Almanac reports that Middle Tennessee will see a gradual rise in heat, with June starting off near normal before intensifying through July and August. The Climate Prediction Center indicates a 33 to 50% chance of hotter than average conditions for Rutherford County during the summer months. Although rainfall levels remain uncertain, typically the average is around 79 degrees and around 4 inches of rain per month from June through August. Reflecting on 2024, last summer was one of the hottest on record. NOAA reported a national average temperature of 73.8 degrees between June and August, making it the fourth warmest summer ever, with Tennessee's recording its second driest August on record. Meteorological summer kicks off on June the 1st, with astronomical summer following on June 20th. Residents across Murfreesboro and Smyrna are advised to prepare for another scorching season by staying hydrated and practicing heat safety. In addition, peak tick season is underway across Rutherford County, lasting from May through August. Ticks thrive in grassy, wooded areas, posing a risk to those enjoying outdoor activities. To minimize exposure, experts recommend avoiding tall grass, sticking to the center of trails, and wearing long sleeves and pants. Treating clothing and gear also adds protection. After spending time outdoors, residents should check carefully for ticks and remove them promptly with tweezers, followed by cleaning the bite area. Vigilance is key to staying safe during this region's peak tick months. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35 here on News Radio, WGNS. And it is time for a little Throwback Thursday for you this morning.
Do you remember these?
We're going to talk a little bit about the history of the local university, Middle Tennessee State University.
Well, the university has changed a lot over the years, particularly in the last, 20 to 30 years?
Sure, yeah.
They've got buildings I don't even know about anymore, but... you know, when I was there, they had the Student Union building, they had the big library, and Murphy Center was built while I was there, and I saw the first game there. But now they have a rec center over there. They've added that.
So the rec center was built right before I went to school there. So I remember going over to the rec center and it being fairly new, but it was like on way out there on the backside of the campus. Well, now right beside it, or just right across the street, is the new Student Union building.
Okay.
You've got one of the newer buildings when I was on campus in the mid to late 90s was the Mass Communications building.
Right.
And then on that backside, you've got the new concrete management building that's fairly new now. So none of that was there. So the rec center was way out there when I was there.
Right. New track facilities have been over the years. That's where they do spring fling, but
yeah,
that's pretty elite now. I mean, that's pretty nice. The baseball field was built, the new baseball field, which is really neat looking place.
It is. We remember.
And the softball field was more impressive than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. Steve Peterson was there when they did the upgrades to the facility, baseball-wise.
He really pushed that a lot, though, didn't he? I mean, he was the main cog behind that.
Yeah. A lot of fundraising that happened. Of course, the football stadium has had several iterations. But I remember going there to the Floyd Stadium because when we were doing football with Jeff Jordan before Oakland and Riverdale had their own stadiums, of course, their home games were there. And you had it was almost a mirror image of what Tennessee Tech used to be. They finally have fixed theirs, but you had to go up that spiral staircase to get to that second level at the old Floyd Stadium.
The Murphy Center, you know, you and I both have seen concerts there.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be the largest venue until Nashville picked it up, and now there's two or three more that are larger than that. They have a lot of concerts at Nissan, which... I guess for the real superstars, they need that more than they do Bridgestone. But, boy, Elvis had been there three or four times. And, you know, the Judds, Alabama, Kenny Rogers, Boys to Men, I think, were there before it
really?
Turned over. Yeah. It was early 90s, about the time Garth was getting big, I think. Where did you see Garth at?
It was there. I guess.
I think he did. I think he did a concert there. Yeah. So,
well, and they've worked to do upgrades to the Murphy Center, which I think in the future you'll probably see a few more indoor events. I know some of the churches use it now to do, you know, bigger concerts and things.
They've done a lot of remodeling with sports and like little museums and to get that kind of thing too, you know, to honor former athletes. It's changed a lot.
Yeah. Of course, they host all the schools for graduation. I mean, the Murphy Center is used for a lot of things. And, of course, the football stadium has seen, like I said, several different renovations. And the student performance center that's coming up, I mean, you know, they've put some work into upgrading those facilities. The science building, John, on campus is something else.
Yeah.
I remember the old science building and Kirksey Old Main, some of those older buildings, Cope Administration. Yeah. I mean, all those older buildings are still there and utilized.
Yeah, we used to have education classes in the old education building. Well, that brings back memories. Well, I spent hours and hours and hours there. One thing that hadn't changed, though, is the president's house.
True.
It's about, I'm sure they've remodeled it, but it's still there.
Over the years, yeah. It's right there at the corner of, let's see, that's Greenland and
Maine. Yeah, you're right.
Right there at the corner. Well, a little throwback Thursday this morning, looking back over the history of MTSU established in 1911.
We're visiting with Jennifer Sanchez, manager of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
You're not just walking into just a big warehouse. You're walking into rooms. We've got a media room. We've got a boutique room. We've got a vintage room, a furniture area, kitchen, all that.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift.
Every day you go in there, I promise you it's changing.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Online at SteeredStraightThriftStore.org.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Putting a wrap on the Wake Up Crew here this morning, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Manage your power with the MyMTE app. Track energy, pay bills, and more. MTE, serving our community since 1936. It's the Wake Up Crew here for this Thursday morning, wrapping things up here at 7:43 now. We want to say good morning to the good neighbor today, Kevin Green. Kevin's our good neighbor for exemplifying leadership through compassion and encouragement to the students over at Blackman High School. Kevin Green receives flowers today from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. That's today's good neighbor, Kevin Green. Send in a good neighbor. It's simple. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450, or it's wgnsradio.com/good neighbor. Those are the two ways that you can get those into us here, and we'll make them the good neighbor of the day here in the coming days.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Our final John Young dad joke for the time being. I mean, he may send me an email later this morning. He could become the permanent dad jokester. Who knows?
Well, with the popularity, he got all fives every day.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a police officer came to the house and asked me where I was between 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Seemed a little irritated that I answered kindergarten.
Replay.
That was a not even think about it 5.
Oh, you had your hand up when I said the first word.
Well, when you said John Young, I had a 5 up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But it really was good. It really was deserving of a 5.
Well, that's our dad joke of the day today.
So now we go back to you tomorrow. Your jokes are amazing. They were.
Oh, that's another one that I can clip out. They were. The firming.
that John Young's were.
Oh, I won't put that part in.
Yeah.
No, I won't put that part. What did we learn today?
We learned you're a jerk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We also learned that some ideas on how to tidy up.
You guys are jerks.
How to get rid of, you know, things that you don't need. You might as well go ahead and get rid of them. I had a lot more, but they all seem to be related to you, and I didn't want to keep embarrassing
related
you.
To me? How?
American Idol.
Well, she made the top eight, and we'll see how.
I don't know if they go to, what do they go, four? They probably go to four, I guess.
I'm not sure how it goes from here. We're at the top seven now. The judges had a save on Monday with the show, so kind of see how that works out. Mother's Day, we found out that 39% of mothers do their own planning of their Mother's Day.
Yeah, and tomorrow I'm going to talk about some suggested Mother's Day gifts that are really cool. But I don't know if you can get them ordered in time because they're not what you find at the store. But you can get them and tell them it's coming. Write her a little note, a little card, and say your gift is coming tomorrow or whatever.
A couple of times at Christmas when the gift hasn't been in for me, the kids have wrapped the gift but like put a picture of it in there.
Oh, what? The cordial cherries late rival?
If they've gotten something for me and it hasn't come in yet. I remember at least a couple of times where they just printed the picture of it and put it in there. Said, it's coming. Just got delayed.
Yeah, you actually get gifts?
A gift or two, yeah.
They love you in spite.
In spite of?
Mm-hmm.
I gave them life.
Well, yeah, you had a hand in it. Let's put it that way.
Yes, I did. Yeah. So, a few of the things that we learned on the Wake Up Crew today. If you missed part of the show, be sure to check out the podcast. It'll be up shortly at WGNSradio.com under podcast, then look for Rutherford Issues or wherever you listen back to podcast audio. That's going to do it for us today. Our next to last song on Paul Revere and the Raiders Week. This is a good thing.